This is a song called Watch Them Grow, and it's on a new album by David Simmons. He's the production manager at Desert Foothills Theater in Scottsdale and the brother of actor J.K. Simmons, who's also singing on this track, along with David's son. The David Simmons Band will be performing music from the album, Turn Your Ship Around, tomorrow night at the theater. And I recently caught up with David and J.K. Simmons and asked David to tell me a bit about the album, which seems to have a pretty specific target audience.
Yeah, it definitely does. Thanks, Mark. It's the album is currently entitled Turn Your Ship Around, which is the title of one of the songs. And all of the music is focused towards a youth market, sort of a tweeners and teens kind of thing. And the goal that I have is that this is all going to get me back in the schools in residencies. And what I do is I'll go into a classroom, and it doesn't matter what the subject is in the classroom, but it's sort of like Schoolhouse Rock live. And the kids will write songs with me about whatever they're learning. These songs are less curricular and more performance-oriented, and they're all about providing hope and encouragement for kids in a pretty tough world.
Is it about trying to get kids into music or to try to get kids to sort of be okay with who they are in the world?
Yes. it's from an arts point of view, it's sort of, I refer to it as stealth arts. You know, I'll go into a standard curriculum room and they will get an arts experience while they're learning seriously everything from ancient world history. I go into STEM schools and bring in the A for STEAM with a little bit of arts tucked in there. But I, having experienced both being encouraged and discouraged, I have had people like my brother, who we're going to talk to here in a second, and a number of other people who have been relentlessly loving and supportive of me. And I am taking that and turning that light on the world, shining that light on the world.
J.K., let me bring you into the conversation. My understanding is that you played a role in the process of writing the music and putting it together. Is that right?
Well, I would say a minuscule role in both processes, actually. But we were in touch throughout the writing process, and every once in a while I'd sort of weigh in with an opinion when he'd send sort of a first rough draft on something. And then I was able to be in town for one of his recording sessions and was able to help out with the one thing I can actually do competently as a musician, which was to lay down some background vocals, which were, as you might guess, having heard both of us speak now, not in the soprano range.
No, I mean, you both have sort of distinctive voices. I think a lot of people will probably recognize J.K. yours, and David be thinking that maybe you are your brother in some context here.
That's happened before.
So, I mean, J.K., what, I guess, when you were looking at some of the lyrics and, you know, understanding what your brother was trying to do, I guess, where were you drawing on trying to sort of add some input and maybe, you know, tweak a lyric here or there?
Of course, because my brain is like a sieve, as our mother used to say. I'm not able to come up with a specific right now, but there were just things that I thought, you know, as you begin writing something, or as he begins writing something, you know, an idea comes to him, and sometimes it comes almost fully formed, and sometimes the idea is, you know, the first line or the title or the chorus or the bridge or just the concept, you know. So he just starts putting stuff down on paper, and then as you go back over that as a writer, and there's a reason that Neil Simon called his autobiography Rewrites.
Yeah, there's one specific thing I remember you gave me, and I think what helps both you and I, Kim, sorry, radio audience, he's my brother, Kim, that helps me is that not only do you know me as an artist, but you know me from birth, and so you know how best for me to communicate these things.
I want to ask each of you about sort of the crossover between acting and music. We see a lot of actors going into music and a lot of musicians going into acting. You both do both. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious what you see as the similarities and differences. And J.K., why don't I start with you on that?
Well, my crossover from beginning from classical music background into acting really was as a result of my brother. You were still in high school. I was in college.
Yeah.
And I had gone off, I'd taken a semester off or a quarter off to go do my first professional singing job with an opera company in Great Falls, Montana. And I was playing Figaro in The Marriage of Figaro and had a great time. And then when I got back to our hometown, Missoula, Montana, I had several weeks off before it was time to go back to school. And David was doing a production with at the time a new community theater group called the Missoula Children's Theater, and they were doing Oliver, then whoever was playing the knife grinder in the Who Will Buy sequence had kind of flaked out on everybody, and Jim Caron, the boss of the whole operation, said, all right, who knows a baritone? Anybody got a baritone pal in their family or group of friends? And David raised his hand and said, you know, my brother can sing. And, you know, I got a phone call, hey, do you want to come do this? But didn't really occur to me at that time that I'd be doing what musical theater people call straight theater, but that came along later as well.
David, how about you? Like, what do you see as sort of the crossover between your music and your theater work?
I think for both of us, we were raised in a musical household. Our father was started out as a public school choir teacher, ended up at the university level as an administrator and teacher and director, and our mother was an arts administrator. So we were sort of genetically predisposed to be doing some of this. The way I describe my brother and I, our professional evolution is that I diversified while he, what's the word when you look at one thing?
Specialized.
Specialized. Kim specialized while I diversified.
Well, and also partly because he inherited a wider array of our parents' talents than I did.
The cool thing is that J.K. did specialize, and of the many things I love and respect about him is that he never gave up. He constantly worked, constantly worked, constantly worked. When people talk about him, even now, in addition to his talents, they talk about what a great guy he is to work with. And when I teach an acting class, it's one of the first things I'll say. I don't care if you went to Juilliard or Al's School of Dance and Acting. If you are a decent person to work with, more producers will hire you. And for me,
Al runs a pretty good school there.
He does. Yeah, I don't want to denigrate Al. He does some good stuff.
Yeah.
How much do you guys play off each other as far as what you do now and what you have done? I guess, for example, David, do you look at any of the roles that your brother has played either on TV or in the movies and incorporate that either into the theater work you do or the music you do? And JK, same question. Do you look at some of the stuff that your brother does and use that in any way in some of the roles that you play?
Oh, I think we've been stealing each other's bits since Oliver with the Missoula Children's Theater, and that definitely continues, and I think sometimes not even consciously, you know.
Yeah, I'll echo what my brother just said, is that we grew up together as artists, as brothers, as friends, and so there's just sort of that natural, you know, common pool of experiences and things that we both draw from. And not once have I said, hey, I'm going to pull off JK's bit from Spider-Man or this like that. But I think one of the greatest acting lessons I ever learned from Kim, we were just talking one day about playing villains. We both like playing villains. We've both done a lot of it. And the greatest thing I learned from him was no one wakes up in the morning planning to do evil. They wake up in the morning doing what they believe in. And whenever he plays someone like that amazing work you did, Kim, I'm just going to go off on this, that amazing work you did in Whiplash where you completely disappeared for me into the character, there was pathos to that character. There was something redemptive about that just wholly unforgivable man, because Kim's process brings humanity to things. And that helped me as an actor, but even more as a director when I work with people and work with young actors, is what matters to this person? What's the story? What are the relationships?
David and J.K. Simmons, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Once upon a time there was a mighty hero who sailed the seven seas.
J.K. Simmons is an actor who's been both in the movies and on TV. His brother David Simmons is the production manager at Desert Foothills Theater in Scottsdale. The David Simmons Band will be performing music from his new album, Turn Your Ship Around, tomorrow night at the theater. This is the title track from that album, by the way. You can find more information at theshow.kjzz.org.
He was told a time had come to just hold steady. Your journey's at an end. It's time for you to turn your ship around.